Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. Little Texas Blues from ZZ Top, 23 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. ChipBell.com, that's the website where you can find our good friend Chip, our guest this half hour, and all of his books, is it close to 1,000 books? How many books, Chip?
The next one's going to be number 22. That's 22. More books than I've read.
And we'll be expecting to launch that on the show, too, by the way.
Good.
The new one's called Sprinkles. I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. And, Chip, we're talking about you said something in the last segment that I want to repeat. You said the relationship with the customer, your relationship with the customer, is not factual, it's perception.
That's right.
Say that right. It's factual to you folks, but we don't want to, you're not selling yourself stuff, you're selling these other people's stuff. And it's perception for them. Now, in order to get that, find out what that perception is, which is wrapped up in all that is their expectations. What do we do? What do we need to think about? How do we need to train our people? Because if our frontline people, as you say, are the ones who are trying to get this information for us to find out what the perception is, they don't wake up in the morning. They didn't join you as an employee knowing how to do this.
Exactly. And I think it starts with, we've got to prepare them for the importance of that role. I think that starts there. Help them understand why their role as a scout, their role as a gatherer of ongoing, ever-changing customer intelligence is important. Then we've got to equip them with the know-how to be able to do that effectively. Then we've got to have the tools to gather their insight. And most importantly, we got to value it. We got to do something with it. And that tells to that frontline person, hey, your input is being used. We're paying attention to it. And the fact is, the more you collect, the more you get, the more they're going to pay attention to the little details.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're making it matter to them. And then again, build it into the whole accountability process of whatever performance management system you've got. Whatever we give feedback, coach people on, appraise them on, that scout role needs to be a part of that.
And the truth is,
serving and scouting got to be this raised to the level of importance.
I have been one of the people who's gotten aggravated at millennials for not saying thank you, for saying no problem instead of thank you,
exactly.
Things like that. However, I think millennials would make the best scouts.
Oh, sure.
Because they're plugged into the new expectations that customers are having, and they're more likely to want to talk about those things.
They've got a more updated view of the customer.
That's right.
That's correct.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do we need to turn that into a contest? Do we need to reward them for this information? How do we get them to gather it?
Sometimes that can work. Create a little bit of a competitive who can collect the best information, who can collect the most information.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of organizations, particularly that use gamification in the call center process to help them turn it into a fun experience.
Well, how about this? Okay, folks, the next month, let's find out if our customers are more likely to want to hear from us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn.
That's it. You choose an area to focus on. You might start with the general because that helps people, you know, it's an easy way to get into the gathering of information mode. But I think once we pass that, then we can say, let's get a little bit more targeted in what we learn.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, and then again, a key, and look for unique ways. You know, unusual thing. I gave you a good example. One of my fun ways to talk about is this. My wife and I have the same hairdresser. And our hairdresser got a permanent because he wanted to see what his female customers went through.
Oh, no.
Think about that. Think about what he learned.
Boy, that was that was some serious sacrifice there.
Absolutely, but think about what he learned.
Yeah,
you know, he said, "I'll never look at what I do to a woman's hair again the same way because what I learned in that experience myself."
Well, couldn't he have just asked you, Chip?
Did what?
Couldn't he have just asked you after you had one of your permanents? Looks
That's
like you
funny.
Could have told him all that.
Yeah. I probably could. That's funny.
So what else we need to teach them?
Well, I think we need to help them stay up to the minute on what we've learned. We've got to take the intelligence collectively that we've gained and said, here's what we're learning. Here's the new things we've learned. You know, and so they see there is a continual learning process. And again, it's finding its way into changes. Because back to Johnny Adair, the hairdresser, it wasn't that he got a permanent. It's the fact that because of that, he made some changes to improve that experience. And ultimately, customers will tell you more when they see it having an impact.
Don't we already know a lot of this ourselves as customers ourselves?
As
our evolving expectations are changing more rapidly, why can't we just look to ourselves?
We should think through our own processes, what we go through as a customer, absolutely.
Right. If you like mobile apps, you got to ask yourself, oh, wait a minute, do I have a mobile app?
Exactly.
Or if you like mobile sites, do I have a mobile site?
Yep, exactly.
Is it easy to call me on somebody's phone? Can they push a button and call me? Do they have directions? Those kinds of things, right?
Exactly. Well, that's what we can learn, particularly from disruptors. That's why I like to talk about Uber.
Right.
You know, try Uber one time and then look through the Uber lens at your business.
Right. Exactly. That's a good question. That's a good point. Hey, I gotta go, Chip. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh,
come back soon.
My pleasure. Always
Chip
fun
Bell.
To be with you.
Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. ChipBell.com. Check out the website. All of his books will be right there, including the new one, Sprinkles. I gotta go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.